For KUNR Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Serrano. November 8, 2019 marks the one-year anniversary of the start of the California campfire, the most destructive and deadliest fire the state has ever experienced. A year ago, the University of Nevada, Reno's forensic anthropology team was called on to help identify human remains. I sat down with Marin Palud and Kira Stahl, who assisted a team of doctoral students, volunteering their expertise and time at the scene. Marin, Kira, you two are the only certified forensic anthropologists in the state of Nevada. What does that mean exactly, and how does that feel?
It's a great resource for the state of Nevada. They can call on us to help resolve cases of missing persons or help identify individuals. There are about 90 practicing board-certified forensic anthropologists in the United States.
I think that what Marin and I can offer is unique in that while we are both board-certified forensic anthropologists, we also come from pretty diverse backgrounds. So not only do we have the skill set of the forensic anthropology, but we also come with two different perspectives that I think is not only good for working with law enforcement and the medical examiner's office, but it also is great for our students.
Marin, last year, UNR's forensic anthropology unit was called on to volunteer on scene during the devastating California campfire. How quickly did you all have to act, and what was your team's responsibility?
So we received a call Saturday night, the day after the fire had started, and we were there the next morning. So we quickly mobilized, a lot of texts, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, organized the cars. We met on campus, picked up our gear, so shovels, camera, screens, buckets, other things that we might need for the recovery efforts to assist. We all drove, caravaned down to Chico, got our assignments for the day, and started to work with law enforcement to do some of these recoveries.
When you're out in the middle of a devastating situation, what exactly does a forensic anthropologist do? What are you looking for?
As forensic anthropologists, our primary role, one of the main areas where we could really offer our expertise was in identifying human remains versus animal remains or burnt plastic or anything else that might take on the appearance of human remains.
So when you guys first got there, what did it look like? What were you seeing?
It's not something you see every day. It was really quite striking to all of us, the severity of the situation and how much that community lost. It was difficult to see and kind of difficult work.
Kira, what were the team's first reactions when you all arrived?
I think it might be one of the few times in my life that you're a little that I was speechless. It really does take your breath away. I think everyone just needed their own time to realize the devastation of it. But we are trained to work our entire profession to being able to assist in this type of situation. Everyone is ready to go because that's what our training's in. And we're doing it because we want to do it and we're capable to doing it. And we really have a skill set that's really unique.
Do you ever talk to your students about the mental health aspect of their job?
I think one of the things that helps our students, at least, or helped our students in this situation, is that they were all in it together and they all were working together. They all experienced it together. So I think having that community just within us was really beneficial to them.
So what do you think the students learned?
I don't think there is an opportunity that Dr. Palud and I could ever give in terms of training that would have ever compared to the training that they received on site in Paradise. They not only got to have the forensic archaeological recovery experience and the forensic anthropological experience, but they also got to experience working with different people from different law enforcement agencies and working with people from different counties and different states and really seeing perspectives from all over.
Marin, with California's current fires, what is the forensics team doing to prepare in case the team's help is needed again?
Hearing about some of the fires that are going on, we're really hopeful that everything can be mitigated before something like that happens again. But there are lessons to be learned from what happened last year. I mean, we're kind of UNR is always sort of ready to go if we're needed. We have equipment and teams and phone lists, so we can go out on a short notice if we need to. But again, I really hope that this year none of that's needed.